Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy.
to be praised. Glory to God. He is worthy. Hallelujah. To be magnified. He is worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. On tonight. Once again, if you're just not calling in, we thank God. Hallelujah. For everybody that's called in and tuned in, this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Pigos, and momentarily, hallelujah, my brother in Christ will be joining us from the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Apostle Elgin A. Curry, and he will be bringing forth a dynamic word, hallelujah, from the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Right now, we want to open up with a scripture, and we're going to Psalms 100 as usual. Hallelujah. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye saints. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and now we are ourselves. Enter into his gate. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. To sum it all up, praise God, this is a psalm of gratitude. Praise God, this is a psalm of praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. We are to be thankful unto him. Praise God. Why are we thankful unto him? Because we got faith in him. We know, hallelujah, that he know better than we do. Hallelujah. We know, praise God, that according to his word, that all things are working out for the my good. Because I love him.
Yes.
Praise God. And I'm called according to his purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is all about your attitude. Hallelujah. Praise God. David is telling us, amen, if you want God to bless you, if you want to feel the presence of God in your life, hallelujah. Praise God. You got to change your attitude. Praise God. You got a funky attitude. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why you're not receiving like you should be, because you're not appreciative for what God has already done. You can't see what he's done. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen, because you keep allowing the devil to put blinders on you. Glory to God, hallelujah. You keep allowing the enemy, amen, to sidetrack you, amen, from what God's purpose is in your life. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, we want to bind and rebuke that enemy in your life right now. Hallelujah, we want to tell it to, we want to command it to leave your life right now. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. And you will be able to see where God has brought you from. You'll be able to see how the bullet didn't kill you. See, the enemy trying to show you you was there and you almost. Hallelujah, praise God. You almost. Praise God, you almost got killed. You almost got shot. You almost caught the disease. Hallelujah, praise God. I almost got in the car with them that night. Hallelujah, I almost did this. Glory to God. And the enemy wants to make you think you got some kind of black cloud over you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the devil is a liar on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. The devil is a liar. The truth ain't in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The truth is you got yourself in those situations, but God got you out. Hallelujah. Praise God. God got you
hallelujah.
Out. And if you can see it in hindsight, if you can go back and look at that thing and you can see, praise God, how God brought you out that thing, your attitude would change.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Some of us, amen, complain how our parents treated us. Hallelujah, amen. But you don't know that they didn't even want you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They wanted to take means to get rid of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But by some form of grace from God, hallelujah, amen, they changed their mind. Glory to God, hallelujah. You ought to thank God that you here.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I just got the car, though, Elder, and I done wrecked it. Hallelujah, praise God. I don't know how I'm going to get another one, hallelujah, but you are still alive. You came out without a scratch. God spared you. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to realize that's a blessing in the soul. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't see the blessing when we're in the storm. Hallelujah. But when we come out, you see how God spared you, how he kept you. Praise God, from hurt, harm, or danger. Hallelujah. How he kept you. Hallelujah. From the enemy's wrath. Hallelujah. How he kept you. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And when you realize and you see how the Lord kept you, you will change your attitude. Praise God.
Amen.
You will appreciate. Hallelujah. If you began to talk to some other folks, talk to some folks at your job, some folks at your church, some folks in your neighborhood, hallelujah, and find out what their lives is like, glory to God, behind the veil. Hallelujah. You know that veil everybody put on at work. Hey, how you doing with that smile? You just doing it for the check, glory to God. But how you feeling on the inside? Glory to God, hallelujah. What's going on in your life? Hallelujah, praise God. If you begin to, amen, stop being so selfish. Let me tell you what the Lord said. He said, if you begin to stop being so selfish and always, amen, into your problem. Hallelujah, into the things that's going on in your life. Praise God. If you begin, amen, to open up, hallelujah, for other people's problems. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You might find out that your problems ain't as big as you think they is.
Come on.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I ain't found a husband yet, Elder. But talk to somebody that's married. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he might tell you to wait. Wait till you find the right one. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the husband I got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm ready for that child. Hallelujah. Well, talk to a parent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They might tell you, amen, wait a little while. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want to rush that. Hallelujah. Because that's 18 years. Praise God. See, I can divorce a man. I can divorce a woman. But that child. We stuck there. You better hold on. Praise God. You might be rushing into something. And you're asking why God ain't blessed us with it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he knew you weren't ready for it yet. Hallelujah. When you're ready, he's going to give it to you. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, appreciate the things that he's given you. Show gratitude for the things that he's already done. Hallelujah. But you don't know what happened to me as a child. I know that you're an adult now, which means whatever happened to you, watch this. I'm not trying to downplay what happened to you, but whatever happened to you, it ain't kill you because you're listening to me right now. So you should be grateful that whatever happened to you didn't kill you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I thought about killing myself, but you didn't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because why? God say, I got something for you. You don't know what it is, but I got it. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. And when you realize, hallelujah, where God has been, where he popped up here, he popped up there. It had to be him there that said, don't get in the car. Hallelujah. Don't go nowhere with him, girl. Praise God. Hold up, brother. I know she's fine, but you better not sleep with her. Hallelujah. Praise God. God was leading and guiding you, and you thought it was your subconscious. You called it something. Something told me not to. I'm glad I went with my first mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that was God. Hallelujah. That's why you here today, because God, his voice had to be loud enough. He almost screamed it at you. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't do it.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you ought to be grateful tonight. You ought to praise him on tonight because you still here. And no matter what your situation is, God now has the opportunity to turn it around if you can appreciate what he's already done.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God on tonight for what he's done. We praise him on tonight for what he's done. Hallelujah. The song say he brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, we praise him, we magnify him. If you're just joining us on tonight, this is more than an hour of power, glory to God, hallelujah. This is where you come to get the overflow. This is where you come to get the revelation. Hallelujah. This is where you come to feel the anointing. This is where you come to praise him. This is where you come to get the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And tonight, bringing forth that word is my brother in Christ, hallelujah, the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Based over there in Los Angeles, California. The West Coast is in the building. Glory to God. I'm talking about none other than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. The man of God himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands.
Hallelujah.
Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Come on and put those hands together and give God the glory right now. Come on and bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Use everything you got, child of God, to give God praise. Hallelujah. Give everything that's in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how you know that you getting in the presence of the Lord, when you begin to give everything you got. This is what the Lord wants. God says, I'm just asking you to give me your best. Come on here, somebody. I'm not asking you to give me nothing else. So I'm asking you to give me your best. Amen. What is your best praise right now to the Lord? Hallelujah. Come on and send up your best praise and say, Lord, I love you tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight. Lord, I appreciate who you are in my life. Somebody give God another shout of praise. If he's been good to you, come on and give him praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord,
I'm telling you, child of God, this is the time. This is the time, child of God, to give God everything you got. Come on here, somebody. This is the time, child of God. Don't hold back nothing. Come on here, somebody. But let me tell you something. When you don't hold back nothing from him, he's not going to hold back nothing from you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody would take that and run with it. Amen. I'm not holding back because he's not holding back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And so we thank God on tonight, and we give God praise on tonight, because God is up to something great, y'all. And I'm telling you right now, God needs our praise. He needs our worship. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Are you hearing me tonight? God is saying, I need you to magnify me like never before. I need you to praise me like never before. Why? Because I'm finna do something for you like never before. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to bless you like never before. Come on here, somebody. I'm getting ready to enlarge your territory like never before. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, so maybe you need to give God a never before praise. Hallelujah. God, I'm finna give God a never before. Now, I'm going to praise him like I've never praised him before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We magnify God on tonight. We give God praise on tonight. We thank him for what he is about to do. Amen. Child of God, I want you to thank him for what he's about to do in your life. Hallelujah. Now he ain't done it yet, but he's about to do it. And God is saying, praise me like it's already done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise me like you already got it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, stay in this place of worship because God is up to something far more bigger than you can even imagine, neighbor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you got to be ready for what God's about to do in your life.
Yes, Lord.
How many of you ready for God to overflow you?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. How many know God got big things on his mind concerning you? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And you can't minimize what God is getting ready to do for you by being in a small place right now. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
You got to take the limits off God. Come on here, somebody. If you got a limitation on what God can do, you need to take that off right now. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, Apostle, you don't know what they're saying in the White House. You don't know what's going on. Yeah, I know what's going on, but I know what the Lord said. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God will have me to talk about that tonight. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because
amen.
If you're going by what's in the house, what's in the White
yes.
House, then you're going to miss God's house. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
It's not about the White House. It's about God's house. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God's
amen.
House is bigger than the White House. Come on here, somebody. We can't be
amen.
Looking at the White House. Because the
yes.
White House
yes.
is to accommodate those who are white. Come on here, somebody. But
amen.
But see, God is control of everything, and his house is bigger than anything.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Amen. The house is a divided house.
Mm.
Are y'all, oh, y'all not catching that? What the Lord just said. You know, we looking at the house, but the house ain't even together. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says
amen.
That together we stand, divided we fall. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many of you know that if you divide it, so that's mm-hmm. all it takes for the enemy to come in and mess up your house.
Yes.
Amen. But mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something even deeper than that. Beloved, the house was messed up from the giddy up. Come on here, somebody. Now, the house was already tore up because of how it was built. And see, I'm going to talk about that tonight, too, because, you know, people want to holler about that. It was founded on Yahshua. I mean, it was a Christian house. Well, I got something to say about that. I got a problem with that because the problem I got with that is how was it built on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But the actions did not show the word of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. How can you build a house on the back of our ancestors and then turn around and call it and name it after you, White House? I got a problem with that because the house was built through slavery. And see, God don't enslave people, amen, unless they walk away from God. But see, here the thing. They had a plot in mind, neighbor. Hallelujah. And see, they wanted the things of God, but they didn't want God. And then they realized who had the things of God. We had the things of God. Hallelujah. We had all of the gold. We had all of the oil. We had all of the diamonds. Hallelujah. And the Europeans saw that. And they said, well, you know, we know they spiritual folk. Come on here, somebody. Let's tell the truth tonight. Hallelujah. See, they know that we're spiritual folk. Amen. See, that's why they want us to worship them.
Come on, Bishop.
They know that we're not afraid of them, but they know that we're afraid of God. Come on here, somebody. And some of us ain't even afraid of God because we have lowered our standards so much that we don't even realize that we have totally walked away from the very one who loves us the most.
Mm. Now.
That's why we're looking so tore up, child of God. Oh, glory to God. I just got to get this off my chest tonight, y'all. God dealing with me about this. I'm seeing us in how broken we are and how distressed we are. Amen. How we looking because we've tried to buy into a system that has been designed to destroy us. Come on here, somebody. We trying to get in the house, and the house is designed to totally wipe us out. And that's why we can't get no peace. That's why we ain't got no joy. That's why we ain't got no love. Come on here, somebody. That's why we can't love each other, because this here system has taught us to hate what look like us. And now we're out here hate what look like us because we hate ourselves. Come on here, somebody. We have bought into a system that has taught us to hate ourselves. Black is no longer beautiful in the eyesight of the black man and the black woman. Let's tell the truth. We keep talking about black is beautiful, but look how we do black. Come on here, somebody. You can't tell me you think it's beautiful with how you treat it. It's like it's ugly, like it's disgusting, like you treat it like your slave master said that it is. We got to get delivered.
Come on here, somebody. That's the truth.
Hallelujah. of the truth, Bishop. And it's sad because the house is poor.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, man. Let's go look at this thing and see what the Bible got to say about it. Glory to God, because you know, it ain't complete till we hear what the Word got to say about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's see what the Word say. Show me the Matthew chapter 12.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 12. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. That I will give you that.
And let's look at verse 25.
Amen. My God.
But before we do that, let's go and look a little further into why Yahshua said what he said in verse 25. Let's go to verse 22. Is everybody there?
What did you say, Bishop? What verse?
I said before we go into verse 25, let's look at verse 22.
Okay. Amen.
You said Matthew 12?
Can y'all hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Amen. Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew 22, daughter.
12, chapter 12, verse 22.
Yeah, we're going to begin at verse 22. Then we're going to go into 25.
So you said Matthew 12, 25?
Yeah, Matthew 22. Matthew 12 and 22. We're going to start at verse 22. Now, have you been noticing, child of God, how much division is in the White House right now?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Have you been noticing how the Democrats and the reptilians have been doing more fighting now?
Mm.
There's a divided house. But make no mistake about it, even though the house is divided, they all serve the same devil. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, they do.
So no matter how much division they may show on the outside,
it's the same.
They still got an obligation to the devil on the inside. Come on here, somebody. So, ain't no help coming from neither side because they got one thing in common. They don't want us to prosper. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Can I tell the truth tonight? Amen. Yeah, the house is messed up, but when it comes down to us, they can always come together to stop us. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. That's the truth.
Come on.
That is the truth.
Now, God is saying, when you going to realize that when you come together, you going to stop the house that's trying to stop you? Come on here, somebody.
Come on. Yes, man. Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. The
Hallelujah.
Only weapon we have is the weapon of prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Can you
Hallelujah.
Get a prayer through? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can I tell you something, beloved? God ain't hearing everybody's prayers. Come on here, somebody. Everybody praying,
no,
but God ain't
not.
Hearing everybody. Come on here, somebody.
No,
Hallelujah.
He's not.
not.
Come on, preacher. Everybody pray and not getting answered. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on
but
now.
When you have, amen, that kind of favor with God,
yeah,
amen.
Lord,
he said that the prayer of the righteous. Availeth much. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And if you are the righteousness of God tonight, glory to God, you need to give your God a praise.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory,
because
thank
that means, child
Lord,
of God, that your prayer is being heard.
Yes.
Come on, hear somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yahshua. Hallelujah.
They done raided Trump's house. Amen.
Lord,
they raided his estate. Amen. He
yes,
wasn't even home when they did it. First time in history that they've ever raided a president, a former ex-president's house.
Mm.
The first president ever. Come on here, somebody.
My God. Yep.
Because they trying to find any dirt to make sure he don't never hit the office again. But how many of you know, amen, that Satan can't cast out Satan? And they've been trying, but they can't find nothing on Trump, because Trump is the Trump card. See, if they recognize name, the Trump means something. The Trump is the card that you hold when everybody's hand done played out. It can outplay everybody's hand.
Come on now.
Realize who they put in there when they put in there, who they put in, because they didn't realize God did that thing. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. Tell us.
And no matter how they don't like him, Trump is going to continue to reign until God say otherwise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. My God.
Because they can't stop him. And so they're trying to figure out how to stop him, because he had money before he went in. So, you know what I'm saying? They can't say that they made him rich, because he was already rich before he went in. And he already had connections before he went in. So
they're
trying to figure out, how can we stop this man? And they can't stop him because they got a man in there that's half living and halfway ready to go on the other side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And he might at any time say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They pulling his strain, but they barely pulling his strain, because his strain is about to wear out. That's why they got the Harris on the side. Amen. To bring in the woman, amen, that's going to wreck the whole program. I'm just telling you how it's going to turn out. Amen. You might want to write this down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God.
Come on.
Woo, the house. Somebody said the house is in a bad shape.
The house is in a bad shape.
But the house ain't got nothing to do with me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
See, because I'm not connected to their house. I'm connected to God's house. Because he said, in
amen.
My house, what? There are many mansions. Come on here, somebody. And see, God is saying, in my house is everything that you need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. And the word of the Lord reads. Thank you, Lord. Let's have a moment of prayer before we go in. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what our ears are about to hear. What our heart is about to receive. We thank you, Father, right now for your house, because your house is the ultimate house. And Father, we look up to your house, because your house is the house that's going to stand when this White House crumbles. Come on here, somebody. Father, we thank you tonight for the truth, the real truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We give you praise tonight, Lord. We give you glory tonight. And we give you honor. Now bind every satanic spirit. Bind every devil and demon. Bind every witch, every warlock. Bind up all the powers of the enemy, God. And only let your power run free tonight, Lord. Let your power, Lord, God, by do, speak, Lord, speak, Lord, hallelujah. And we shall hear and obey. We thank you all tonight. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody clap your hands and give God
hallelujah.
A shout.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew 12, beginning with verse 22. And the Bible says, then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil. I want you to circle that word possessed. That word possessed means that the man was totally taken over by the demon, mind, body, and soul. Did y'all catch that tonight? The man was possessed, mind, body, and soul. He said he was blind and dumb, which means that the enemy has took his vision and his speech. And so he couldn't see nothing, and he couldn't say nothing. And even if he was seeing something, he couldn't say what he was seeing. So he was totally possessed. And I hear the Lord saying, many of us in the spirit, we are blind and dumb. We are possessed by the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that in spite of him being possessed, Yahshua healed him. It said he healed him. In so much that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when the Lord show up, it don't matter what your condition is, it's not going to be the same. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And the Pharisees, which were a religious demonic clique, can you hear me tonight? They knew the word, but the word didn't know them. Come on here, somebody. They were dressed apart, they looked apart, and by looking at them, you would think that they was close to God. But the truth of the matter is, they were so far from God that they couldn't even touch God if they had a ruler high enough. They couldn't touch him. Why? Because their heart wasn't right. Come on here, somebody. They were dressed up, but they was messed up. I don't know if you can hear me tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And you got a lot of folks like that right now today. They dressed up, but they messed up. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now, Bobby.
They got the word on the outside, but they got the devil on the inside. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And they quote the word, but they not living it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It look good on the outside, but on the inside is dead man's bones. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, Yes,
and they was tripping off of Yahshua. They was tripping off of Jesus because they was wondering how was he able to cast this demon out of the man that was possessed, and they couldn't do it. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
In verse 23, and it says, and all the people were amazed. Look at that. And all the people were amazed. Come on here, somebody. They was amazed because they saw the supernatural actually in action. Come on here, somebody. They saw Yahshua actually cast a demon out of a man, hallelujah, that had totally possessed a man, but he was able to cast him out. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that that brought glory to God? Come on here, somebody.
My God.
And how many know that the devil don't like it when God gets the glory? Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says that the people were amazed. Come on here, somebody. They were saying there must be something to this, glory to God. There must be something to him, glory to God. Ain't nothing to y'all, because y'all ain't done this. Come on here, somebody. Y'all ain't cast out a man that was possessed with the devil. You ain't done this yet. Come on here, somebody. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? Come on here, somebody. They said, well, wait, ain't he the son of David? But he got this kind of power? Come on here. My Lord, help me tonight, Holy Ghost.
Come on, please.
He the son of David, but he got this kind of power to cast demons out? Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Don't you know people don't like it when you got real power? Come on here, somebody. They like you to have a phony kind of power they got. It just look good for church. Come on here, somebody. It just look good when they're around other folks. But
come
see,
on.
You need
come
power
on.
That's real power. Because when people are hurting, they got real needs. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
This man was possessed of the devil, and he was blind and dumb. And y'all sure came and cast his demon out of him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Amen.
Verse 24, but when the Pharisees heard it, they heard about what Yahshua was doing. They heard about it. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fella doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words, he's casting the devil out because he got a devil. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
Now, stay with me. Beelzebub means the chief of flies. It means the captain of flies. Come on here, somebody. They trying to say that Yahshua done cast the demon out because he got a chief demon in the form of a fly in him. Come on here, somebody. They said he got the Lord of the flies in him. The prince of the devils. Come on here, somebody. So they're trying to say that Yahshua is the prince of the devils. How many of you know that they're going to talk about us the same way? Come on here, somebody. They're going to try to call us the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But it's mighty funny that when you need healing, when you need a breakthrough, amen, we be the main one that the Lord have you to come to, and we can't cast out Satan if we got Satan. Come on here, somebody. Yeah, you can go to one of them churches that never cast out demons. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
I'll be leery of vessels that don't never cast out devils. Come on here, somebody.
Come on. Come on, preacher.
Why you always running when the devil show up? Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
But you talking about you full of God, but when the devil come, you run. You do a flee. You do a Joseph. Come on here, somebody. Then we can't find you till after they get delivered. Tell me you was in there praying. Stop your lying. Hallelujah. You was in there hiding. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then it takes somebody like us that's sold out to the Lord to go in there and really get somebody delivered, because we on our faces while you doing other things. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Pharisees are mad at Yahshua because he done cast out a devil that they couldn't cast out. So now they try to label him as Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. But listen, Yahshua hadn't even responded yet. He listened to their thoughts, but he haven't responded verbally yet. He's hearing all of this while they're talking. Because they don't know he can hear everything they saying. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Even though he ain't said nothing, he can hear their thoughts. Come on. How many know that God know every thought there is? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
God knew their thoughts while they were still thinking it. Come on here, somebody. While they were still trying to collaborate their thoughts, Yahshua was hearing their thoughts. Hallelujah.
That's right. Yes, he was.
Verse 25,
It says, and Yahshua knew their thoughts. Come on here, somebody. He knew their thoughts. And this one, he responded to them when they called him Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Hear what he said. And said unto them, every kingdom. Took that word, every kingdom. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation.
Yeah.
That's why I can tell you about the White House. It's about to crumble.
Yes,
I don't know if you can hear me, child of God.
Yes, it is.
But watch it as it unfolds. It's going to be like you watching TV. And remember, this black chocolate man told you under the power of God that all these things were going to happen. Every king divided against itself is brought to desolation. That word desolation means ruin. It means that it will be ashes by the time God get through with it.
Yep.
Listen, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Come on here, somebody. The White House will not be standing soon. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
And then in verse 26, he said, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. That's why they can't get rid of each other.
Yes, Lord.
Because you got Satan trying to cast out Satan. That's why they ain't going to never be able to get nothing on Trump. Come on here, somebody.
Satan can't cast out Satan.
How shall then his kingdom stand? Hallelujah. This is what he said in verse 27. He says, and if I be Beelzebub, cast out devils. Listen, this is what Yahshua said. He said, if I be Beelzebub, then who are you?
Yes, Lord. Who are you?
He said, if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? He's talking to the devil.
That's right. Yes, he is.
He said, you calling me Beelzebub, but who do your children cast demons out by? Hallelujah. Because he knew that they didn't cast out no devils. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
wow.
They ain't never cast out no demon. They don't have enough power to cast out a demon. You can't cast out who you serve. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. Hey. Come on.
Woo, speak Holy Ghost. You cannot cast out who you serve. Come on here, somebody.
That's right, Apostle. Come on.
He said, by whom do your children cast them out? He said, therefore, they shall be your judge.
Your judge, yep.
And they, meaning the people.
Yeah.
Said they gonna judge you. Because they just seen me cast out the devil by the Spirit of God. And now you trying to call me a devil, but you can't even cast out a devil.
Come on now.
You can't even tell the devil to go 2 feet. He won't obey you. Why? Because that's who you serve. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And who you serve is who has authority over you. God is finna shake somebody tonight.
Come on now, Apostle. Yes,
because
Lord.
God don't want you to be on the side of the wrong house. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then he says, verse 28, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, listen to what he says, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
So the reason why we shout is because we not only have the Spirit of God, but we have the kingdom of God. Come on here, somebody.
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Because how many of you know if you got the Holy Ghost, you got the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh.
Oh.
And the kingdom of God is connected
hallelujah.
To the house of God. Are you in hear me tonight? Hallelujah. Yes. The kingdom
hallelujah.
Of God is connected
hallelujah.
To the house of God. Abba,
yes, Lord.
Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Somebody need to understand what you got on the inside. That's why you can't be broke, busted, and disgusted. That's why you can't be sad. Hallelujah. Because you got the kingdom of God and the house of God on the inside of you. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How many know that God's house is not divided? Come on here, somebody. How many know that God's house, amen, is all powerful? Come on here, somebody. How many know that whatever you need is in God's house? Come on here, somebody. And you got God's house on the inside of you. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Are y'all still with me tonight? Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Money.
The Lord had to set the record straight. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Glory to God. He says...
Yeah.
In verse 29, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except the first, except he first bind the strong man. Come on here, somebody.
Bind the strong man.
See, you can't enter into a strong man's house until you got a man more stronger than him.
Yeah, that's right. Wow.
Y'all got to stay with me tonight because we somewhere high in the Holy Ghost. Listen, the Lord gave us the Holy Ghost so we can go in any house. See, with any demonic house trying to mess with us, we have a man more stronger than him in the
yes.
Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many know ain't no demon more stronger than the Holy Ghost? Come on here, somebody. The Holy Ghost
man.
Is the power of God. Amen. Demons have to bow
yeah.
down when the Holy Ghost comes. Come on here, somebody.
Right.
Why? Because he is the witness
yeah.
of Yahshua.
Yeah.
He is the witness of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And God said, I've given you a witness, glory to God, so that you can go
yeah.
in any house at any time. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah,
so when
Lord,
the devil tried to mess with our house, God has said, all you got to do is allow the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
you have the greater
yes.
one in you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If I was going to give this message and title tonight, I would title it, Who's in Your House? And whose house is it? Come on here, somebody. Who's in your house tonight? And whose house is it? Hallelujah. Because if it's God's house, glory to God, he's able to do whatever he wants to in his house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In no other house you'll be able to outpower you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If your house belongs to God, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. He said
yes.
he first bind the strong man, and then he would spoil his house. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, and we go in the devil's house, come on here, somebody. It's time to go in the devil's house tonight, beloved, and bind up the strong man. And take back our goods.
Yes,
come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Is anybody ready to go up right now? Hallelujah. Go in the devil's house,
yes, Lord,
and bind up the strong man and take back your goods tonight?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Somebody full of the Holy Ghost, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hey, somebody bind up the strong man. Somebody bind up the strong man of the enemy. We bind you up, devil. We bind you up tonight, huh? In the name of Yahshua. The Bible says, no, we bind on earth, we'll be bound in heaven. So we bind you in the heavenly. Somebody bind him up in the heavenly. We bind you, devil. I don't know what code cut up my Sunday. Hey, bind him up. Bind him up in the heavenly. Bind him up everywhere where you can see him moving. Bind him up at hallelujah. Bind him up everywhere where you can see him moving. Everywhere where you think he's moving. We bind you, devil. We bind you right now in the name of Yahshua. We bind your mouth from speaking. We bind your hands from working. We bind your feet from walking. We bind your mind from thinking. We bind your ears from trying to hear any holy conversation. We bind you up, devil. Somebody bind him up now. Hallelujah.
We bind you and we curse you.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says that whatever we bind on earth, hallelujah, we bind you here on earth.
Yeah.
That's where binding and loosing begins on earth. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
The word bind means to tie up.
Yeah.
The word bind means to consider it unlawful.
Yeah.
We tell the devil, what you trying to do is unlawful here. We don't go for that. We don't play that. You cannot move like that over here.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
What we do on earth will cause heaven to respond. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What did Yahshua say? He said, let thy will be done on earth as it what is in heaven. Come on here, somebody. He's not working in heaven. He's working here on earth. So if we agree with heaven, God says you can shut down the enemy PG. He won't have no program. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
But you got to have the greater one on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Because how you going to go into a strong man house if you don't have a man more stronger than him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Tell your neighbor right quick and say, neighbor, I got the greater one inside of me. Hallelujah.
Amen. I got the greater one.
I got the greater one inside of me.
Lord.
That's why Yahshua said, greater works than these shall ye do. Why? Because I put the greater one inside of you. And he can do greater. Greater. Tell somebody, say greater. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, working, neighbor, working. Say, you got the greater one working. Put him to work, neighbor. Hallelujah.
Yes, put him to work. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Now tonight we're not gonna just bind up, we gonna lose some stuff too. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Bible said whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Come on now.
So heaven is just waiting on us to loose it. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Lord, we loose our finances. Lord, we loose our joy. Lord, we loose our power, Lord.
Yes,
we loose, God. No, Sunday. We loose our wealth, Lord. We loose our increase. We loose our abundance, Lord. We loose our healing. We loose our deliverance. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
We lose your love tonight, Lord. We lose your joy tonight, Lord. We lose your peace tonight, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm.
You said if we lose it on earth, it'd be loosed in heaven, Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank you, heaven, for loosing what we need tonight. Amen. Somebody worship God.
Hallelujah.
And receive
glory.
What
glory,
you need from
glory.
Heaven tonight. Come on and receive
yes,
it tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody it's mine, neighbor. It's mine. It's mine.
It's mine,
hey, loose it tonight. Loose it tonight. Remember Genesis. Remember that when the Lord wanted there to be light, he had to loose it. Oh, somebody grab this in the Holy Ghost. Oh, somebody go crazy after you get this revelation. He had to loose it. It was in the dark, but God called the light out of darkness.
Yes, he did.
Yes, you did.
God said, call out your miracle out of darkness. Call out your breakthrough out of darkness. Call it out. Call it out, Abosando. Loose it, Abosando.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
But notice what the Lord spoke to. He spoke to the darkness. He didn't speak to the light. He spoke to the darkness.
Yes, again.
And what was in the dark came to the light.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you didn't catch that in the Holy Ghost.
Ooh,
what
yes,
was in the
Lord.
Dark came to the light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
All God had to do was speak to it. Abba, Sando. Yes, Lord, I hear you tonight. Yes, Lord, I hear you. God say, speak to the light. It's in the dark. Speak to it. Oh, somebody ain't called it yet. God said, whatever you're trying to release, it's in the darkness. You just got to speak to it. Call it out. Call it out of darkness. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You want a miracle? Call it out of darkness. Hallelujah. You want a breakthrough? Call it out of darkness. Come on here, somebody. You want the next level of God? Call it out of darkness. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Guess what, beloved? God called us out of darkness. Come on here, somebody. We were in darkness, but God called us out of darkness. Come on here, somebody. And we heard our name being called out of darkness. Come on here, somebody. God called our name out of darkness. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah. Yes,
and that's how we got saved, beloved. That's how we got delivered. That's how we got set free, because we heard our name being called out of darkness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to the most son, though. Tell somebody the neighbor, it's in the house. It's in the house. It's in God's house.
It's in
God's house. Come on here.
Yeah.
It's in God's house.
It ain't in the White House. It's a God's house. Amen. I feel sorry for you that took the vaccine. You were listening to the wrong house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Because what you need Our God got it. Come on here, somebody. But it's in the house.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We ain't got no devil over here, beloved, but we do have the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come
on now.
And he
Come
is the witness of Yahshua. He is the witness of Jesus. He is the witness. That God is real. Come on here, somebody. He is the witness that our God is real. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
And if you listening tonight, beloved, we pray that same Holy Ghost will fall on you, and he will witness to you that he is the real thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Somebody give our God a praise. Somebody give him a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
The reason why things are so mixed up is that they've been mixed up from the get-go. Tyler,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We were never supposed to mix. God put that in his word. He said, do not mix. Now, the European have made it seem like that we're not supposed to mix with them. But in actuality, they were not supposed to mix with us. But they've been mixing with us ever since they enslaved us. Amen. They've been mixing with us ever since they raped our women and have not apologized. They've been mixing with us ever since they have contaminated us through their contaminated semen and have not apologized, have not repented for what they've done to us. If we all mixed up, it's because you mixed us up when you did what you did to us and have not repented for that. And that's why the wrath of God is coming for you, because you refuse to acknowledge what you've done. Everything has a limit. Beloved,
yes,
remember this. Thing has a time. No man can escape the blood. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You may do wrong. You may not get hit at that moment. But trust me, you got a payday that's coming. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Whoa.
And those of you who are praying for the White House, you wasting your breath, you wasting God's time. God's judgment is on that house. Amen. God is not going to make anything right. What he's going to do is he's going to bring vengeance, because vengeance belongs to him. And he says, I will repay, saith the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what that happened, child of God. And you might want to record these words. God gave them a chance to get it right. But instead, they grew more wicked and more wicked and more wickeder. And now God is saying, now it's not my grace you got to deal with. It's my wrath you got to deal with. Because a house divided against itself cannot stand. So how can any one of you say you got the truth when you got the devil in you?
Come on. Come on.
Let me say that again. How can any of you say you got the truth when you got the devil in you? The last time I checked, no man can serve two masters.
Amen. Amen.
And you can't be on God's side and the devil's side at the same time. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, Lord.
And how can truth and the untruth dwelling you at the same time? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Wow.
It's about to crumble, child of God.
Oh.
And God has said, don't you fear about what's going to take place.
Mm.
People are going to be crying out to God, and God not going to answer. I want you to hear the prophet of God tonight, because I'm speaking by the oracles of the Holy Ghost. He said a warning come before destruction. I'm sending the warning, but behind the warning is going to come the destruction. Come on here, somebody. People going to cry out for God, and God ain't going to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Because he said, when I was crying out to you, you turned a deaf ear to me. Come on here, somebody. Wow. He said, when I was trying to speak to you, you was trying to worry about the things of the world. And he said, now I'm giving you over to the things of the world. But God said, everybody that trusts in me is going to be in safety. I don't know. Oh, somebody need to shout right there. Everybody that trusts in me, says the Lord, is going to dwell in safety. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory.
Hey, Shatororoboko Tarabasando. He said, keep this word in your spirit, in your heart. Remember this night, saith the Lord. Because many things are getting ready to happen after this night. But you better be like David. You better be like Psalm 121. You better look towards the hills. Come at your help. All our help coming from the Lord. Somebody give God a shout.
Glory! Hallelujah. Glory,
oh,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. While the Spirit of God is still moving, come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Hallelujah.
Mm. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory
hey,
to God.
Cool
in your house. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
Tuesday, your house.
Hey.
Glory to God. How you doing? Is your house God's household tonight? Glory to God.
Hey.
See, God is talking about these houses. Hallelujah. Well, what's your foundation built on? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's got to be built on God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
cool.
God. The word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why he said put on the whole armor and do everything you can to stand, because you're standing on the word. The word is your foundation. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. Who's in your house on tonight? Praise God. Is
hey!
Your house built on the foundation of the government? Praise God. Your house is on fire.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Hey! Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. We're
wow.
doing everything
wow.
we can. Amen. Like the man of God said, to try to keep Trump out of there. Praise God. I know that too. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Everything that's see the election coming up, y'all. Praise God.
Woo!
Hallelujah. But this is what they don't know. The Bible says, hallelujah, when Jesus was face to face with Pilate, Pilate said, don't you know I have the power to decide whether you live or die? But Jesus looked back at him and said, the only power that you possess, the only
the power that my Father give you.
Come on, preacher. Glory to God.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Ooh! God gives the power. Look, I know what you've been taught. I know you've been taught your vote count, your vote matter. And our people fought for the right to vote. So I'm not going to tell you not to vote. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you God got the last vote. Oh, Lord. Russia ain't got nothing to do with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God got everything to do with it.
Hallelujah. I'm going to hear somebody.
Praise God. When you were speaking, man of God, I thought about Joshua. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. 24:15 when he said, amen. But as for me and my house,
yes.
We
will,
hallelujah.
We'll serve the Lord.
Glory to God.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
We. And if you talk about your body be in the temple, your body be in the house, that means you got to serve it with mind, body, and soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We going to serve the Lord over here. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for
hallelujah.
The word on tonight. Glory to God. Who's in your house? Glory to God. If you got God in your house, we can take over the block. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 See, it's power in unity. Praise God. Just like
yes.
the man of God
yes.
said, when two or three come together and agree, it's just like in the neighborhood. If the neighborhood agree, we don't want you here. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Catch it in the spirit. In the spirit.
Hey.
If the neighborhood agree, we don't want you here. You got to go.
You can't
if
be
we
here.
Tell the
hey.
Enemy, hallelujah, the devil, you can't be in this neighborhood. This is a secluded neighborhood. This is a gated community. Hallelujah. This is a private community. Hallelujah. Demon, devil, Beelzebub, you ain't welcome here. Glory to God. You got to move.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And
well,
just pick up the whole house and take it with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God tonight for that word. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, that we ain't worried about the White House. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we ain't God.
No, we ain't worried about
hallelujah. God has made us his house. He's dwelling with us, within us, glory to God. They ain't got no power.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I know it looks like they got power, but they ain't got no power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for the man of God on tonight, bringing forth that word on tonight. Who is in your house? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
One key thing he said, amen, until you repent, hallelujah, until you acknowledge what you have done, you are under God's
hey.
Blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You notice it's falling on some of them, but not the rest of them, because some of them acknowledge. Some of them say, yeah, we did wrong. We did wrong. We was dead wrong. Glory. I wasn't even here, and I know they was wrong. Glory to God. But some of them,
yes,
oh,
yes.
Lord, we ain't going to talk about some of them tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. But some of them know they did wrong, and they still doing wrong. Glory to God.
Mm.
They ain't trying to repent.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Glory to God. Somebody tried to tell me how Trump's daddy, which is true, this is true. I looked it up, it's true. Trump's daddy was in the Ku Klux Klan. Hallelujah. But I can't tell from the bills he signed into law. Glory to God. The bills he signed into law freed a whole bunch of black people from prison. Hallelujah. The same deal that the president that's sitting right now as a senator signed into law that took them into prison. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we got the power to make the enemy work for you. See, it's one thing when you know your enemy is your enemy. You know how to treat somebody that you know, hallelujah, is your enemy. Praise God. But when you get in front of the camera in front and act like you like me so I can vote for you, and a whole bunch of us fall for it, I'll even get a half-black woman, so I can get the woman vote. I'm going to get the woman vote and the black vote. All in one group. Glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And a bunch of us fell for it. A bunch of us fell for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
But look at you now. Every dime Trump gave you, hallelujah, Biden getting it back some kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Man.
God. Hallelujah. I hate to say it like that. I hate to, you know, praise God, But y'all voted Biden in there. Hallelujah. And Biden ain't cut
yep.
no check.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I hate to say it like that, but Biden ain't cut no check. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything's going up. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're spending more money than you ever did. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Sure is.
Praise God. Because we fell for the okie doke. But the Bible said, hey,
yeah,
you need to know the tricks of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to pray for the man of God. But you know how they dial Trump out in the media? I want you to think about this. They dial Jesus out in the media. Praise God. Hallelujah. They said crucify Jesus in the media. They said this man is a blasphemer. This man trying to be our king. This man is this. This man going to tear down the temple. This man taking all the money. This man this. This man that. It sounds so familiar. It sounds like what they say about Trump. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So why do we believe the negative statement that the news makes? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, that was the only time I've ever seen people at award shows having whole concerts trying to get you to vote to get one man after office. They ain't do all that to get this guy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they counted every man's vote to make sure Biden won. 100% of the vote had to be in. You remember, hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm just saying that to say, those of you that vote, don't be fooled by the okie doke this time around. Glory to God, hallelujah. They set you up, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. But we worried about our house, the house of God, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on tonight for the man of God. Draw forth the word on tonight, hallelujah. Who's in your house? Glory to God, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for that word you gave him on tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord, hallelujah. We need to be in your house. You are in our house. And we thank you on tonight.
Yes.
Glory to God. You are our chef. You are our leader. You are our president. You are our king, Lord. Hallelujah. And we love you on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Bless the man of God.
Yes,
replenish him. The virtue that he has poured out to your people. Continue, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. To download revelation, knowledge into him to pour into your people, Lord. Continue to lead him and guide him. Continue to mold him and shape him. Continue to elevate him, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the prosperity that you are bringing in his life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For everything that you're doing. In Jesus'
Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. We got to give God thanks. We in his house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. We praise him on tonight. We magnify him. He's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. We just, glory. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you, amen, that want to make a donation, want to sow a seed, praise God. Hallelujah. You know the avenues to do so. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Praise God for God's word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We will be back here on tomorrow night. Same time, same channel. Praise God. More than an hour of power with another word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that calls in, everybody that tunes in. We truly hope that you all have been blessed. Hallelujah on tonight and that you have been being blessed with the word of God. God has been talking about these houses this week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means we build something. Hallelujah. That means we build something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God say, amen. What I build, hallelujah, the gates of heaven. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The gates of hell will not prevail. Hallelujah. The gates of hell won't prevail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back. Oh, don't forget about morning glory. Hallelujah. Morning glory. Every morning, wake up with the apostles. Amen. Hallelujah. And morning glory. Amen. And the many good international worldwide fellowship.
That's
6 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Midwest time, 8 o'clock Central time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard time. Morning glory. Hallelujah. With Apostle Curry. Hallelujah. And the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. We thank God, each and every one of you on tonight. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the man of God and let him give his final announcement and the benediction. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Elder. Amen. Peace and blessings to you. Amen. Much love to my brother. Amen.
Amen.
Are there any final questions or remarks before I close it out?
Bishop, I have something to say.
Go ahead, prophetess.
Praise the Lord.
God for that. I thank God for that word, Bishop.
Yes.
Amen.
God has been talking to me about concerning the White House. And I sent you something the Lord had gave me. I don't know if you got it. I sent it to you on the email. Through your text it to you. But I love that when you said who is in your house who is in your house and whose house is it? I thank God for that, because you know what? The Bible said, unless the Lord builds your house, you cannot stand.
Yeah.
Man, thank God for building my house too. Shout out to Kitty.
I thank God because
you know what? Our house is our body, and the Holy Spirit lives there. And if he ain't there, we ain't going to know what to do. We ain't going to know what steps to take. We ain't going to know when all hell break loose, we ain't going to know what to do.
Yeah.
And only if we got Yahshua living in us, if he living in us, then we won't go wrong. And I just thank God for your teaching. I thank God for your preaching. I thank God for using you like he has been using you. I thank God for your anointing, because you have a five-fold ministry. Hey, God, that bouquet to you. And we're blessed, Bishop. We are blessed to have that, because everybody can't get that five-fold ministry.
Mm.
And God told me, he said, I gave the man of God a five-fold ministry.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Bishop. And I just ask the Lord to bless you and your family. Bless Brother Andre. Brother Andre, I want to tell you, I'm a very anointed man of God. Stick with him. Hey, shout out, okay, to y'all. And don't let nothing turn you away from sticking with him. I'm okay to y'all. Because God's going to bless you tremendously. Hey, that bullshit. For sticking by the man of God. How do I both say to
you? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to bless you. Hey, that I both say to you. He said, what you do for a prophet and for apostle, you shall receive apostle reward. Hey, that both say
to
you. So you stick with this man of God. Hey, that both say to you. He can na bullshit, Kitty Yash. He said, I'm gonna bless you and your wife, because you've been faithful. You've been faithful. You stand when people talk about y'all. You stand. Hey, shout that bullshit, baby.
Yes, Lord.
But you trusted the Lord. He said you trusted him no matter what. You stand and you waited on God for everything, you and your wife. God finna bless you. Hey, shout that. You finna receive a blessing.
Hallelujah.
You ain't gonna have room enough to receive it. God said, I'm finna bless you. You ain't gonna have room enough to receive it. How that bullshit, baby. So you keep on, Brother Andre, doing what God tell you to do, no matter what people say, what they say about you. You stand and do all you can to stand, you and your wife.
and watch God. Watch, stand. He told me to tell you, stand and see the salvation of God. Hey, God, that book, baby, God.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed, you and your wife. Y'all be blessed. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Brother Andre, your wife. And your wife,
you.
Stick by your husband. Stick by your husband. Hey, y'all shot that boy. Because the only way you're going to make it, you got to stick by your husband. Because we finna hit some hard times, baby. We finna hit some hard times. Some hard times finna come for this nation. But God said, my people going to make it. But those that ain't got God on their side, I feel sorry for them right now. So be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Thank you. Thank God for this word from the Lord, Abba Thunder.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And I just hear the Lord saying, to encourage all of us tonight with this word. He said, yeah, that's going to be a hard hit. He said, but we're not going to suffer a lot.
Nah.
And we're not going to want for nothing.
That's right.
Come on now. The Lord said, because your confidence and your trust is in me. He said, what could I do for you during a recession?
Yes,
wow. He said, prophesy, boy. Yes, thank you, Daddy, I will. Daddy said to tell you that we going to have the best during the recession. He said, we not going to even look like there is a recession. He said, because of the anointing is going to supply all of our need according to his riches and glory. He says, I am your shepherd, and you shall not want for anything. David said, I've been old, but now I've been young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Or his seed begging for bread. God is saying, watch what I do.
Come on now.
Watch me.
And he said, because you didn't take the vaccine, you're not going to be sick at all. He said, you're not going to have no illness.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Lord, glory, hallelujah.
He said you're going to look good and you're going to feel good.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
And he said, I'm going to show you how to eat. He said, I'm going to show you how to eat. He said, because you're going to have to be real careful what you eat and drink in this
what
house.
What you eat and drink, that's right. That's so true. Yes, Lord.
He said, obey me in all things, said the Lord, because you're getting ready to enter into another glory. And I'll buy a son. He getting ready to bring us into another glory, y'all.
Hallelujah.
You're going to wake up and the glory is going to be on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to sleep in the glory.
Yes, in the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the power of God right now. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
God gonna give y'all the can't help it. Y'all gonna have the can't help it. Lord, I can't help it. Every time I think about how good you are, I just gotta thank you. I can't help it, Lord. Every time
Lord,
I think about you, Lord, I just gotta praise you. I can't help it, Lord. You've been so good to me, Lord. I just gotta tell you how much I love you.
Hallelujah.
People gonna look at you and say, you've been with the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, man.
They're going to look on your confidence, and the glory going to be on there. Oh, yeah, You are one of them. You one of them, ain't you?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You one of them tongue talking. You one
hallelujah.
Of them praise, ain't you? Yeah, you one of them, ain't you?
Yes,
one of them.
Lord.
Everything come out your mouth is a word, ain't it? Yes. Amen. You
yes.
got me down to the T. I'm one of them. Call hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
He said, but those who trusted in the devil, they're going to look so, so bad and so run down.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, daughter.
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, daughter.
I need prayer because I'm being attacked in my house, and this demon downstairs keep on coming and showing their face up in my house. So I need prayer.
Amen.
We're being attacked in my own house.
Yeah, we bind that attack right now. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Father, we plead for blood. And we ask you right now, God, that you will intervene on her behalf.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
No weapon.
Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying to tell you, daughter, give no place, give no space to the devil.
And I'm not.
In other words, wherever you need to tighten up, Ed, tighten up. Amen. Make it so to where he can't even move against you.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
And watch what God do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, daughter. Whatever God tells you to do, daughter, do it.
Yes. Lord.
Because that's how you going to defeat the devil.
Yes, Lord.
Obedience is the key to defeating the enemy.
Yes, Lord. I've been obedient.
The Bible says submit.
Yes,
James 4:7. The Bible says submit.
Yeah.
Resist the devil. But first, notice what he says. Submit first. Because you can't resist until you submit. Come on, Ayaba. Before you can resist the devil, you first have to be totally submitted to God.
Yes, Lord.
And go into prayer and say, Lord, if there's anywhere where I'm not submitted, Lord, show me so I can submit to you, so I can resist the devil and make him flee. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen. 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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because that word works. We just got to work it, daughter. But we're in agreement
Amen.
Right now.
Yes, sir.
That God will give you total victory over the spirit of witchcraft and over the witch that is working it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We ask you, God, to destroy her powers and render her helpless to the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and we thank you for the victory, oh God.
Yes,
in Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we give you praise even right now. Somebody give God praise.
Yes,
Lord, turn it around, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you right now, Lord God. In your mighty name, oh God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God said, I'm reversing it.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
But you got to stay submitted, says the Lord. You got to submit, submit, submit. That's the key word.
Submit.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord.
Submit is another word also for surrender, but it means to totally yield to totally
yes,
surrender to.
Yes.
To the will of God.
I'm submitting to you, Apostle. I'm submitting to the will of God.
Yes.
Lord. And your prayer got to be, daughter, whatever your will is, Lord, I surrender to it. Whatever you want me to do, my reply is yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I surrender.
Because that's the only way you're going to get the enemy off of you is to submit to the will of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. So we give God praise tonight. Come on and give God the praise.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
How you going to know, daughter, that you're fully submitted to God is that when you resist the devil, he going to flee. Amen. If he don't flee, that means there's somewhere that you're not submitted. But when you resist him and he flee, that means you're under total submission to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise.
Glory, hallelujah, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah.
So we bless God on tonight. Is there anyone else that want to get in? Anything before I close it out?
I desire prayer.
What you need, daughter?
I just general prayer.
Okay. Father, we thank you on tonight. Father, I lift your daughter up before you. Lord, thank you that even right now, God, hallelujah, that you are giving her peace in her mind, in her heart, in her spirit. Father, continue, Lord, to strengthen her, that she may be able to hold on to the word that you've already spoken unto her, Lord. Lord, I rebuke any demon or devil that would try to come against her life. I thank you, Lord, that you said no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Thank you. We thank you right now, God. We give you the praise, God, for whatever it is, God. Turn it around, God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving by your mighty power. Thank you for the shift, God. Thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough. We give you the praise, God. We thank you, Lord, that we look to your house, Lord. Your house is the only house, God, that is able to provide for us in this hour. Bless her, God, in her spiritual walk with you, Lord. Let her get closer to you. And we give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord, said, give me the praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank the Lord, said, it is already done. Whatever you believe in God for, he has already went ahead of you.
Yes, Lord.
And God said, thank me for the victory. He said, thank me for the victory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the victory, God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. God said, yeah, it's already done. He said, it's already done.
Thank you, Lord.
I see
God
removing some people. I see God removing some things because they're not in alignment with his will for your
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And God said, when I speak jealousy to you, take heed to what I'm saying, because he said the reason why they can't walk with you is because they're not where you at. But the Lord said, I'm an open door that no man can shut.
Yes, Yes,
he
Lord.
Said, but you got to keep your eye on me. He said, don't put your eye on nobody else. Keep your eye on me, says the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He said, I open your doors. Don't no man open your doors. I open the doors, says the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And he said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you.
Yes.
Don't let nobody tell you my thoughts for you. He said, I know how I feel about both that about Sunday. Hallelujah, God.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
He said, that's why you can't hang around everybody. You be wondering, like, Lord, why I can't be around? He said, no, because they're not good for your spirit. Hey, Shabbo. That's why you wonder why you come out of some people's presence and you feel like just so burdened. You feel weighted down. Your spirit don't feel right, God said, because their spirit wasn't right. Hallelujah.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But God said, I'm working it out.
Yes, Lord.
Hey,
oh, bless your name, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. He said, stay connected to my house, not the White House, not to any other house, because that house is going to be demolished. That house will not stand. By 2025, that house will not be standing, says the Lord. God giving out dates now. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
He said, watch out for the rain. He said, I'm getting ready to rain down blessings. He said, I know it's dry in the world, but watch what I do in the spirit realm. I'm finna get ready to rain on your life. I'm getting ready to rain. It's getting ready to rain. Everybody not going to get this rain. Come on, hear somebody. Everybody not going to get what's finna fall from heaven now. Everybody not going to be drenched in the blessing of the Lord. But the Lord said, get ready. You're getting ready to be wet. You're getting ready to get drenched. You're getting ready to experience the overflow of rain that's coming. Tell somebody right quick. It said, neighbor, the rain is coming.
The rain is coming.
Hey, Shabobo, call that about Sunday.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, no, Shabobo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Prophetess. The Lord said it's time for you to run with the horsemen. You've been running with the footmen. Glory to God. God says you need to pick up your speed. That's why you keep out running them, because they're not able to keep up with you. God said get with the horsemen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He said the reason why they trouble is because they can't even keep up with the footmen. Amen. God is calling for the horsemen in this hour.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's why you try to figure out why they moving so slow. Because they with the footmen. God is saying you need to pick up and get with the horsemen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Stop by.
Hey, Shabbos. Somebody catch that deposit God just made. God just put a deposit in somebody's belly. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you.
Lord. Hey! Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
We do bless God on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank him on tonight.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard. Father, we thank you, God, for what our eyes have seen. We thank you for what our heart now do understand. We bless your name on tonight. Father, we thank you for speaking by your word. We thank you, Lord, for speaking prophetically tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God, that you are about to do that which only you can do, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you are in our house, Lord. We thank you that our house belongs to you, Lord God, and it don't belong to nobody else, Father. We give you preeminence in your house, Lord, to do whatever you want to do in your house, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank your holy name on tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us not be the same after tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. But let our house magnify and glorify you. For you are holy and you alone, God, deserve all praise and all honor. We bless your holy name on tonight. And we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Devil, all your plans are canceled. And we thank God tonight that you are powerless. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To operate against us in any shape, form, or fashion. We give you the praise, God. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God the glory. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Man. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I'll now turn back over to the hands of my dear, dear brother, Elder Andre. Bless you, my brother. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Bless you, my brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before I close it out tonight, amen, I want to do something we used to do last year when we had the revival that just won't stop. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the things we used to do, and we had a challenge. You know, they got these TikTok challenges, these social media challenges, amen. So we started, amen, the revival challenges. Well, one of them was commanding the day, but we got up in the morning and we told the day what the day was going to bring us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And as we spoke, amen, I was reminded, and somebody was asking for prayer, and I was reminded of another challenge we had, and that was cast that devil out challenge. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we encounter somebody tomorrow, this is the challenge for tomorrow. When we encounter somebody we believe, hallelujah, is under a demonic influence, amen, cast that demon out in the name of Jesus or in the name of Yahshua. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See that? That's the thing about me and my brother. We may call them different names, but we both agree both of them names work for some reason. When you can't, hallelujah, that devil got to flee. It got to. It doesn't have a choice.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said it so simply. He didn't say, you know, back in church we had all these long prayers. In the name of Jesus, I command you to flee off of the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Jesus said, go.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Jesus said,
amen,
go. If you believe it in your heart that there's a demon and you know that there's power in the name, tomorrow we're going to do this challenge, praise God, and we're going to command that demon. All you got to do is look at that person in the eyes. The demon going to know you talking to him. And tell them to go.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I dare y'all to do that tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's the command of day challenge and the cast that demon out challenge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And watch it work.
Right.
Yes, praise it does.
God. Hallelujah. Watch it work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And then you're going to you gonna do it more often. You're going to be casting out demons like you T.D. Jake Brown here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
We thank God tonight for the word that went forth. We thank God for the prayers and the prophetic. Hallelujah. Anointing that was flowing on tonight. Hallelujah. We will be back on tomorrow night. Amen. With a word from the Lord, I believe, amen. I believe the subject is going to be the power of prayer. And the power of agreement, praise
thank
God,
you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Me and my brother been talking about the power of agreement. This is the year, hallelujah, of agreement, praise God, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So we got some scriptures, amen. So come back tomorrow night. We're going to be on. And don't forget to say your prayers and watch what God can manifest in y'all life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with
amen.
God. And we're going to see y'all tomorrow night on More Than an Hour of Power.
Four hours.